Now, you really do have to feel sorry, full stop, for survivors of historical and institutional abuse, considering what they've been through since they were but children. However, in more recent times, as they get to the twilight years of their lives, they've just had one setback after another, because survivors of historical and institutional abuse, they've requested a meeting with the Secretary of State over Boris Johnson's move to suspend Parliament. Now, you may have heard them on the radio just a week ago. They were praising Julian Smith and saying that he was so much better than Karen Bradley, and indeed that they were moving in the right direction, or he had an understanding of their dilemma, and it looked like as if the compensation was going to be signed off. But as you know, the moves have been made over the last few days by the Prime Minister to suspend Parliament, and that, needless to say, will hold everything up, or it looks like as if it certainly will. And Julian Smith, he had met with the victims groups that we reported on this, of course, as well. And he said that he believed that legislation to ensure that the compensation came through could be passed as early as next month. But time, of course, dictates what happens, and other things have occurred, and it's a major setback that's looming. Let me speak to Margaret McGookian, who's from the Survivors of Victims and Institutional Abuse Savia. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Margaret, just no matter how many times I talk to you, you're either really concerned about nothing happening or full of jubilation that something is happening. How many setbacks can you take? And is this definitely a setback, or do you see some light during the days of Parliament?
Frank, 2 days ago when we heard about this, it was like as if everything was just falling apart once again. But you can only go so far down. And the only way you have to do something about this is stand up and fight and just lobby and write to people and see what can be done. And that's what I've been doing this last couple of days. You know, you cannot give up hope for these people, and then they go down with you. So we have been writing to many people, and Julian Smith and Simon Horan, and they're very, you know, on our side, you know, as are many other MPs across in Westminster. So I just listened to the news with Mark Mallett yesterday evening, and Cian, of course, saying there could be something maybe behind the scenes, you know, that it could, you know, that all is not gone just yet. Although we still would prefer that bill could go through early September before they break up again. But I know if that fails to happen, there could be that it won't fall to the ground maybe in sometime in October. I think and believe that they are working behind the scenes. And I would believe Julian Smith, the new Secretary of State, of whom we had a wonderful meeting last week, I'm sure that he wouldn't want to meet us again in very serious circumstances, or meet me for that matter. Do you know, and I would say that he's doing all he can, and I hope so, to rectify this and keep this above board, that it doesn't fall to the ground, to be start the legislation all over again. Frank, people just couldn't take it. You know, that's inhumane. It's not right, and it's not what governments are supposed to be up and running for.
And do you get a sense that in his heart of hearts, Julian Smith is fully with you on this? He's not just a politician, because politicians can be fabulous when they are customer facing.
Mm. Oh, yes, I know. I've met many over the years, our own included, Frank, and you know what I think of many of them too. You know, that they say one thing and they lead you up that garden path, as have a former Secretary of State. No, I think Julian Smith did his homework, and he's heard all about us, and his staff has told him about the previous meetings with ourselves, and that we're certainly not yes men or women, and that we'll not believe anything they just throw out at us as they did in previous meetings with Karen Bradley. So I think he was maybe preparing himself for a quite stormy meeting. Well, it didn't turn out that way. He showed us that he did his homework. He appreciated everything that we'd been doing. And I had said to him, I do believe that you're not a yes man, that you are the man for the job, and that you'll not be used and abused as a puppet as your former Secretary of State were. And I spoke to him just, you know, plain and straight and to the point. And I appreciated him coming back and letting us know about researching and knowing everything that we've done, and saying that he had already written to many parliamentarians to clear the way for this legislation to go through. I know he said, look, I can't give you that concrete date in September because I don't want you letting, you know, going away and saying, right, the Secretary of State said the 3rd of September, the 5th of September, but know in your heart that I have already written, they're all expecting it. And because of the work that we did, Frank, he acknowledged that. He says, I'd even got letters from you myself in preparation and with your lobbying, that the many in the majority in Westminster, the House of Lords, the House of Commons, were waiting on the legislation coming through, and it was very favourable and believed it could go by unhindered.
So you do feel that even with the massive events that have overtaken us in recent days and so much debate and discussion that's going to be happening at Parliament, you do have a sense that there's enough ducks in a row for this to come through this autumn?
Yes. Yesterday morning, Frank, I wasn't too sure. But by the time I got talking and, you know, lobbying and the media coverage was massive again for us, it would be a darn blow for the Tory party and others if he were to put this on the long finger again, along with the domestic abuse bill. That would not wash with a lot of people, ordinary people. You know, there's massive support. Wide support for it, and the domestic abuse bill. So I'm still hoping, Frank, that the two bills could go through. And if not, we would have to wait until the Queen's speech, where it'll be brought through then, and not completely fall to the ground. But we would prefer at early September, and we're still lobbying on that.
In the meantime, how do the victims feel? How do the people, many of whom are very mature in years, feel?
Yeah, they just don't want to come out. And, you know, we, Kate, and many of our people, and they say, I don't want to hear anymore. And they're in tears, you know, when you're ringing them up and trying to talk to them. But they just need you there as well to see that the media are on our side. You know, they love that. That's reassuring. It's the media, not many politicians. The media have been on our side and raising our concerns for us, but they're broken. How many, you know, in the many times you lift them up and try to give hope and still hope into them, and then it's all snatched away. Frank, the strongest of the strongest couldn't cope with that. You know, I can't cope myself with it. I don't know how I'm holding myself together. I really don't. Sure, people wish, as I said yesterday to Mark Mallett, they wish they had never spoken about their abuse, because it's been more abusive now going through the pain and the torture, because that's what it is. It's torture. They're building their hopes up and then taking everything away from them. You know, that is not good for a person's mind, their body and their health, their mental health. It's torture.
I can understand exactly what you're saying, having covered it so often, Margaret. I really appreciate you coming on, and thanks indeed for the commentary this morning. Very controlled commentary, considering everything that you and people like you have been through, and the groups in general have been through. But thanks for speaking to us, Margaret.
Anytime, thanks, Frank. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That's Margaret McGuckin there. It's amazing how much coverage has been given to this down through the years. And it really did look like as if there was a natural conclusion about to be arrived at. And, of course, all is not lost.